Does your teenager use Snapchat? It'd be easier to say, does your teenager not use Snapchat? I think they all do. Wayne Danner from WayneDanner.com has some issues. Wayne, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Snapchat? Surely Snapchat's all right.
Well, Snapchat has rolled out a new update to the app just over the past couple of days, which has raised a number of concerns, particularly around privacy and user safety, in the way that, you know, users now can broadcast the location of where they're actually snapping from, and it pops up on a real-time map, and people can see where they've taken that snap from or where they were located when they took that snap.
So your worry and concern is that there's no privacy left at all?
Well, I mean, this isn't new. I think it's important to remember that, you know, a number of the social networking platforms are all doing some sort of location-based tracking. I mean, when you check in on Facebook, you're essentially broadcasting your location. When you use Instagram and you tag the location of where you took that picture, or indeed if you use Twitter for that matter and you're assigning a location to where you're tweeting from, you're effectively broadcasting your location. So in principle, this isn't actually new. It's just Snapchat now has rolled this out for its users in relation to that whenever users are snapping, if they have their location turned on within the Snapchat app, then that location will appear on a global Snapchat map. And in fact, you can see where that snap was taken from. So if somebody was taking it from their home, for example, then technically you could potentially see the street of where their home is living.
And is this a problem? Because I know from my own mobile phone that if I take a snap in Galway, when I see the photograph, it'll come up and remind me a month later that I took it in Galway. I suppose I could switch that off of my phone, could I?
You can. And I think there is the control there to remember that people can turn this on and off. And it's important to remember that, you know, it is, you know, there, for, you know, it can be used. The worrying thing about it is, I suppose, for younger social media users, and particularly teenagers who maybe don't fully grasp the implications of technology that constantly tracks their location. Obviously, the more times you're broadcasting your location, you can start to build up a picture of where a person, you know, maybe lives, where they go to school, maybe where they're spending some of their free time. And that picture then is available for a lot of people to see via that map on Snapchat. So it is important for people to remember the implications associated with location-based sharing. Furthermore, it's important to remember with Snapchat that if you do have this turned on, even if you're not taking a snap, but if you open up Snapchat and you just check your pictures, then the app will update your location as well.
Yeah, I see some of the things. Barclays Bank have an ad on TV about personal internet safety, and they show a picture. For the ad, they show a woman doing a selfie outside her own home, and they zoom in on her house number. It is so easy to give out information that you're not intending to give out.
Exactly, and a lot of us are using social media more and more, and we are using things like broadcasting locations, and we have to be careful that there will be individuals who will use the technology inappropriately and responsibly, and that might be using it to their advantage in relation to find out if people are at home or whether they're away on holidays, if their personal belongings are, you know, are left unsupervised. If we are freely broadcasting this information online, a lot of it's going out into cyberspace, and there are ways to track and trace that information. And criminals do know about that fundamentally, and they're going to be using these tools as well.
Is there any disadvantage in terms of the individual who may be trying to lure teenagers to somewhere that they shouldn't be? Is that a concern with this element of Snapchat?
And that's certainly a concern with location-based services in general. And it's important that people remember that. You know, you don't need to be broadcasting all aspects of your life through social media. You know, privacy is very, very important when it comes to the internet and social media. And privacy is something that we need to protect and we need to value. So we have to be careful when we're using any social media platform, Snapchat included, and we're broadcasting our location, that we're not putting ourselves in dangerous situations. It's very easy for somebody to build up a picture of where you live, where you go to school, etc., based on the locations that you're broadcasting. And the worrying thing for me about this is if you don't have it turned off or you don't have it enabled in ghost mode, every time you go back into Snapchat then, even if you're not sending a Snapchat picture, if you're just looking at something some of your friends have posted on Snapchat, then you're broadcasting your location. So the best thing you can do is go into ghost mode and turn it off.
There'll be people listening to you, Wayne, and they'll be thinking, you know, those who aren't really into social media, an older generation, and they'll be thinking, the younger ones coming through, and I'm talking basically anybody from 35 down, do they have no interest at all in their personal privacy?
Well, for the most part, when it comes to social media, the platforms, social media apps in general, are always sort of looking for new ways to roll out new features. The location-based element of social media apps in particular is we're going to move into more sort of location-based marketing. And this is where the social media platforms see the opportunity. To be able to market to somebody based on their location is far more effective because you can serve up content that's relevant to them based on the space that they're in. So that's something that we're going to see a lot more of. I think as users of social media, younger social media users, i.e. anybody who's really using these smartphone apps, we have to remember our privacy is very, very important. And we can put ourselves in a dangerous situation by broadcasting too much personal information. And that information is out there. It can be used for unscrupulous purposes in some cases. And it is important to remember that if you are using any of these apps, that you do pay attention, particularly when they roll out an update in relation to what personal information they have access to. And whenever you're using that app, you know, are you putting yourself in a dangerous situation by broadcasting your location or sharing any personal information?
Good points, well made, Wayne. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks, Frank.